This is the Guardian Equity Academy radio show with David Fanton. Learn to invest in real estate. David is Executive Vice President and Head of Curriculum for Guardian. He has 27 years in the industry with combined experience as a real estate investor, broker, appraiser, and business owner. David is an investor with interest in companies that own more than 800 apartment rental units, single family, and commercial property. He is a member of the local, state, and national apartment associations. Got questions about real estate investing? You're in the right place. The Guardian Equity Academy radio show starts now. Here's America's voice on real estate investing, David Fanton.
Why invest in apartment buildings? Part 2. Good afternoon and welcome to the Guardian Equity Academy radio show. I'm David Fanton. Today's show is brought to you by Jack Frost Mechanical. You know, it's springtime. Yeah, I know it's a little chilly out there, but it is time to get that spring tune-up. Their mission at Jack Frost Mechanical is to make air conditioning and heating maintenance cost effective and simple by offering services that cater to the needs of landlords, investors, and property managers. To learn more about Jack Frost Mechanical, visit them on our vendor list at investorstarterkit.com. So, folks, we ran out of time yesterday. We were talking about why invest in apartment buildings. And I only covered about 3 or 4 out of the 9 items. So I said, you know what, why don't we continue that and call it Why Invest in Apartment Buildings Part 2. And here we are today. We're going to continue talking about that. I'm also going to talk about the Real Estate Investor main event was coming up on March the 5th. I'm also going to talk about the one-day workshop, on multifamily, which is buying and selling apartment complexes from acquisition to exit. So we got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about today. But why don't we recap a little bit of what we talked about yesterday. So yesterday we talked about why invest in apartment buildings. And a lot of people, when they decide they want to get into real estate investing at first, they say, well, I'm going to go buy a rent house. And you know what? That kind of makes sense because people have been in a house, they lived in a house, they owned a house, they've rented a house, and they kind of have an idea. It's called familiarity. And that familiarity allows them or leads them to, well, this is something I know, I touch, I see. I'll buy one of these. They're cheap enough usually. I can make that work. Nothing wrong with that. But one of the things is I want to open up your eyes to that there are alternatives such as investing in apartment buildings. And some people say, well, I can't do that because I'm afraid, I don't have the education, I don't have the money, I don't have the experience, I don't have the partners, I don't know what to do. And you know what? A lot of these are very legitimate concerns. But it's my job through Guardian Equity Academy, we used to be Liberty, we changed our name, to give you that information so that you can decide with that information what you want to do for you and your family. In fact, this show is about learn to invest in real estate, and we teach concepts on buy and hold in single family. We talk about flipping. We talk about owner finance. We talk about wholesaling. And now we're talking about multifamily or apartment buildings. Other people say, well, you know, I need to start in single family and transition into multifamily, right? Start with single family and then move up. Some people do that. You don't necessarily have to do that either. So the point being is I think you need to change your mindset a little bit, keep your eyes wide open, and kind of listen to this show to understand why you may want to potentially invest in apartment buildings. And I've got some pretty good ideas here and suggestions, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And if you want to learn more about investing in real estate, if you want to be in an area where you can network with others and learn more about real estate investing, a great place to do that is the Real Estate Investor main event. It's brought to you by Guardian Equity Academy. In fact, it's coming up on March 5th. And all the information is at realestatemainevent.com. But here's the deal. Free drinks, free apps, free networking, free vendor exhibit hall, because real estate is a team sport and you need to build your team. We have all of that. You're going to meet investors there, people that are doing single family, multifamily, flips, wholesaling. This is a great way to surround yourself with some of these folks and then decide what's right for you. So whether you're the novice or the seasoned veteran when it comes to real estate investing, this is one of the places to be. It's one of the larger networking events in town, and you need to be there. I'm going to entice you a little bit more. We have free door prizes, including gift certificates to local restaurants, as well as a Kindle Fire HD. So I just gave you a bunch of reasons. Oh, there's free drinks and apps, too. I gave you another 2 reasons. Come on out. Free networking. Great event. And on top of that, we're not going to have 1, but 2 multifamily pros on hand to actually talk a little bit about multifamily investing from A to Z. Trey Stone, who is the president of Guardian Equity Real Estate Group and Guardian Equity Academy. He's also the president of Houston Apartment Association. He's going to be on hand to talk about why he likes investing in apartments. In addition to that, we have a special appearance also by Guardian Ace Coach, Steve Burgess. Steve Burgess is an investor. He's also the author of The Complete Guide to Buying and Selling Apartment Buildings. So we have not one, but two very special guests who are multifamily pros to come out and talk. These are people you can meet and greet and talk to from 6 to 7. The program starts at 7 right after that, after all the networking and drinks and appetizers. And the program is going to go to about 9 o'clock. You need to be there. It's free to attend. Go to realestatemainevent.com. That's realestatemainevent.com or call 713-461-8580. A little bit later on, I'll talk a little bit more about the one-day workshop coming up on March 15th, and that is a multifamily one-day workshop buying and selling apartment complexes from acquisition to exit. More on that in a second. We talked about how why investing in apartment buildings. Everyone needs a place to live. We talked about how people are, by lifestyle choice, whether they're younger or older, moving back into urban centers, wanting to either downsize and move into an apartment, such as empty nesters, or some other folks that are young people between the ages of 24 and 36. They want to be transient. They don't want to be tied down to a mortgage or a house. They may take a job in a different city or state or another country. They want to be flexible, be able to move. They also want to live in some of the urban areas. Some of these people want to rent apartments instead of buying a house or a condo. So you have this lifestyle choice to actually renting apartments. Everyone needs a place to live. And if you don't buy, you're going to be renting. And guess what? 50% of Houstonians rent. Here's another one. No day-to-day management on your part. Now, I want to caveat that. If you have a system and process in place, you will not do the day-to-day management. You would have either an eyes and ears manager. You would have either a part-time or a full-time manager who would take care of many of those tasks for you. You would then either outsource to a maintenance man, hire your own maintenance man, and they will do the maintenance. So you don't have to do this yourself. The day-to-day management can be outsourced. You can also hire a property management company. Keep in mind, you need to watch that manager like a hawk, and you have to manage the management company, making sure that they actually carry out everything you want in your business plan. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back from the break. I'm also going to talk about the ability to produce income or cash flow and much, much more. I'm David Fanton, and this is the Guardian Equity Academy radio show, Learn to Invest in Real Estate. Stick around, folks. We're going to talk a whole lot more about why to invest in apartment buildings. Don't you dare touch that dial. I'll be right back.
This program is provided for informational and educational purposes only, is not intended as an offer or solicitation for the purchase or sale of a financial instrument, a real estate investment, or securities of any kind, and should not be relied upon as an investment recommendation or advice. Guardian Equity Academy and its affiliate companies make no representations or warranties as to the accuracy, completeness, or timeliness of the information presented by any speaker and have taken no independent steps to verify the resume of the speaker or his or her information. The information is not intended to provide legal, tax, or accounting advice. Use of any information, materials, and opinions given or discussed is at the user's own risk. Users are encouraged to discuss the information with any legal, accounting, or other professional deemed necessary to understand the risks and uncertainties implicit in investing in real estate. Learn to invest in real estate. Visit GuardianEquityAcademy.com or call 713-461-8580.
Hi, folks. I'm David Fanton, real estate investor and radio show host for Guardian Equity Academy. Listen closely. I challenge you. That's right. I challenge you to potentially improve your investment strategies with real estate. Guardian Equity Academy provides classes, webinars, and events online and in person available 24/7 at your convenience. Take the Guardian Equity Academy Challenge. Go to investorstarterkit.com. And I'll give you free access to the online Quick Start class, as well as three how-to videos and the vendor list. Learn to invest in real estate today. Take the Guardian Equity Academy Challenge. Go to investorstarterkit.com. That's investorstarterkit.com or call 713-461-8580. I'm David Fanton, and this is Guardian Equity Academy.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Learn to invest in real estate. It's the Guardian Equity Academy radio show. Here again is America's voice on real estate investing, your host, David Fantin.
And we're back. And this segment is brought to you by Jack Frost Mechanical. Folks, we are discussing why invest in apartment buildings. And as you know, the topic and topics here at Guardian Equity Academy cover a lot of different ways to invest in real estate. Single family, multifamily, wholesaling, buy and hold, flips. Well, today's topic is invest in apartment buildings. And we're going to keep talking about that. And a little bit later on, I'm going to talk about the multifamily one-day workshop, buying and selling apartment complexes from acquisition to exit. But let's get back to the topic here. So before the break, I was talking about there's no day-to-day management on your part. Now, you can set it up if you want to have a day-to-day management job. So let me explain what that is. The property manager, whether it's a 10-unit, 20-unit, 200-unit, do many different things. And typically, they're kind of responsible for the property for you. And on the lower size or smaller size properties, they usually take phone calls, show units, collect the rent, approve the tenants or prospects, and then troubleshoot as necessary. Now, this job in a C-class apartment complex can pay anywhere from part-time wages of $200 a month to $500 a month to $1,500 a month, $3,000, $4,000 a month. If it's in an A-class property, it's probably going to pay a little bit more, probably $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month plus bonuses. The point I'm making is, let's just say you're going to go out and buy a 15-unit apartment complex, and you have a job. And in that job, you're making $70,000 a year plus benefits. And if you were to add up all the benefits, that package is probably worth around, what, $90,000, $100,000 when you add in sick pay, vacation pay, whatever other benefits that you get. Right? You add about another 20 to 30% of your pay, and that's the normal benefits. So let me ask you this. If you were to buy a 15-unit apartment complex that would pay a eyes and ears manager who basically works part-time, is probably someone who lives on site, spouse goes to work, they're home, and they're making $500 a month, $600 a month, why would you quit your job that's worth $100,000 a year to take on a job that pays $600 a month? Why would you do that? Well, some people want to do that, and that's what you want to do. Go right ahead. But the point I'm making is you have a manager who does the day-to-day activity, so you're not managing the property because that's not the highest and best use of your time, in my opinion. It's better for you to go out and keep making that $70,000 a year salary and the equivalent of $30,000 in benefits and keep doing that, right? So the point being is you don't have to be a full-time investor as such, which is what some people believe. You can do this part-time. Now, you need to make sure you hire a pretty good manager. You need to make sure you oversee that manager. What if you buy a larger apartment complex, 50, 60, 70, 100 units or larger? Well, you're going to have a manager that's probably closer to full-time. You need to have a system in place to make sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. You can also hire a property management company. Now, property management company works on the behalf of you as the owner, and they're going to put systems and processes in place and company procedures and the hiring and firing and all those types of things. But you probably need to manage the management company, meaning don't put it on automatic pilot and just go away and assume they're going to do everything for you, because good management companies can do good. Good management companies can do okay. Good management companies can do poorly in some instances. And bad management companies can do poorly, of course, right? That's probably why they're bad. But the point being is this. Make sure that you oversee them, and if you do it correctly and build out your team, you don't have to manage the day-to-day unless you really, really want to. So this is something you could, if done correctly, with the right size and the education and knowledge, is something that's done part-time and work on your business instead of in your business. And there's a big distinction between the two, okay? Working in the business means you're out there doing something every day, 20, 30, 40 hours a week, rather than hiring the people to do it for you. Some people say, well, I want to save the money. Why pay a manager? Again, let me go back to your example. If you have the ability to trade time for money in that career or profession or job that you have, and it pays you $50,000 or $60,000 or $70,000 or $80,000 or $90,000, it pays you more than what that job is that you need to fulfill, why take on that job yourself and wear that hat when you can pay somebody else to do it? Again, you need to be able to run a business, hire the right people, and surround yourself with those right and correct people. So that is another reason why you can look at possibly investing in apartments, because there's no day-to-day management on your part if you do it correctly and with the caveats that I talked about before. And folks, we're talking about why invest in apartment buildings. If you have any questions about apartment buildings, well, give me a call. You have any questions about single family flips or buy and hold, give me a call. 713-785-1817. Okay, let's keep going. Apartment buildings have the ability to produce income or cash flow. They can produce revenue. Now, here's the thing. People say, well, Dave, if I go out and buy a single-family rent house, it can do the same thing. And yes, it can. Now, I want you to think of it this way, though. Would you rather own 10 houses, or would you rather own 10 units in one apartment complex under one roof? Okay, I'm pausing for effect. I want you to think about it. Now, here's my opinion on that. If you had the ability to go out and buy a 10-unit apartment complex, it's probably better to go out and buy one as such. Why? You go out and you look for property number one as a single-family rent house. You're going to go out. You're going to make offers. They get rejected, so forth and so on. You're going to look at a lot of deals. Some of them don't make any sense. You keep moving on, make an offer, doesn't get accepted. You may get one in contract, and once you go out to look at it, you may opt out and decide not to buy it because of something that you saw that you didn't like. So you go through that exercise a bunch of times before you actually get a property under contract. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just trying to show you an example. And you buy that house finally. Now, that's one down. You got nine to go. You have to keep repeating that system over and over again until you get yourself 10 houses. Looking to buy properties takes time. Driving by properties takes time. Vetting out properties takes time. Getting financing for each of those properties takes time. What if you took your energies and put it into looking into one 10-unit apartment complex? You close on it one time, right? You're running 10 units at one time, under one roof at one time. It's an economies of scale. So the point being is, would you rather have a cash flow on $200 per house times 10 houses and the time it takes to find those 10 houses, which equates to about $2,000 a month? Or would you rather have about $2,000 a month coming in from one business under one roof in one place? Kind of makes sense to me. Now, some people will say, well, Dave, I don't have enough money to do that. Well, there's a couple things you can do. One is maybe you do have to do chunk away and buy a house at a time and then trade those houses in for an apartment building. Or maybe you can partner with someone else if you don't have the right credit but you have the money, and you partner with someone else and you do some kind of a split of the profits and you go out and buy an apartment complex together. Or if you have the credit and you don't have a whole lot of money, you find someone else to partner with that has the money. So through partnering, you can actually get some of that economies of scale that I just described. And folks, we're talking about investing in apartment buildings, and I'm going through a bunch of reasons why you should consider investing in apartments. If you have any questions, phone lines are open at 713-785-1817. I want to remind you that on March 15th, we have a multifamily one-day workshop. So, folks, if you want to learn everything I'm talking about here, if you want to learn soup to nuts, A to Z, womb to tomb, you want to attend this multifamily one-day workshop. It's called the Buying and Selling Apartment Complexes Workshop from Acquisition to Exit. This is not just conceptual stuff. It is not the fluff and the rah-rah stuff, and there's nothing wrong with that. This is going to be the meat on the bones. This is going to be something that takes you through buying, locating, evaluating, negotiating, dealing with real estate brokers, rehab, deal analysis, underwriting, forming partnerships, stabilizing the asset, and selling the property, marketing it, and much, much more. If you want to learn the soup to nuts, multifamily one-day workshop, buying and selling apartment complexes from acquisition to exit, go to multifamilyworkshop.com. That's multifamilyworkshop.com. And all the information's there, and you can even register right there online. It takes a matter of a few seconds. Now, you better hurry. We might just run out of seats, so go to multifamilyworkshop.com. I forgot to tell you, he's going to be teaching at two multifamily pros, Trey Stone, who's the president of Guardian Equity Real Estate Group and the Academy. He's also the president of the Houston Apartment Association, and his affiliated businesses manage over 7,000 units. He's also the Independent Owner of Year Award for the local, Texas, and National Apartment Association. In addition, who's on hand to teach evaluation is Steve Burgess. He's an investor and the author of The Complete Guide to Buying and Selling Apartment Buildings. These two fellas, Trey Stone and Steve Burgess, are our Guardian ACE coaches. These are two great guys going to be teaching you the meat on the bones so that when you walk out of there on Sunday, you have everything you need to know to go out and at least get started. Again, go to multifamilyworkshop.com. That's Saturday, March 15th, right here in Houston, multifamilyworkshop.com. Or you can call the office at 713-461-8580. It's the Multifamily One-Day Workshop, buying and selling apartment complexes from acquisition to exit. All the meat on the bones, multifamilyworkshop.com. When we come back, folks, we're going to continue talking about why to invest in apartment buildings. I'm David Fanton. See you back in a flash.
What's ahead in 2014 for your investments? Not happy with the results you had last year or the year before that? Hi, I'm David Fanton, real estate investor and radio show host for Guardian Equity Academy. Learn to invest in real estate as an alternative to the stock market. Guardian Equity Academy provides classes, webinars, and events online and in person, available 24/7 at your convenience. Learn what you need to know to get started in real estate today. Go to investorstarterkit.com, and I'll give you free access to the online quick start class, as well as three how-to videos and the vendor list. Learn to invest in real estate. Go to investorstarterkit.com or call 713-461-8580. I'm David Fanton, and this is Guardian Equity Academy.
Learn to invest in real estate. It's the Guardian Equity Academy radio show. Here again is your host, David Fanton.
And folks, we are back, and welcome to the Guardian Equity Academy radio show. We are talking about investing in apartment buildings and why to do that. Yeah, I know. We always talk about single family. We talk about owner financing. Well, I thought it was about time to talk about why invest in apartment buildings. You have any questions? Give me a call, 713-785-1817. Okay, so let's keep going on with this. Let me pick out another one here because, yeah, we got a long segment here. We can cover a bunch of this. Okay, apartment investments are inflation fighters. So let's talk about that. Typically speaking, okay, and I'm going to use a very broad paintbrush here. When inflation goes up, what typically happens? Cost of goods go up. A loaf of bread may go up. The cost to put gas in your car may go up. The cost to provide some of the services and products for your house may go up, right? And typically, when inflation goes up, typically rents go up too. So it is kind of an inflation fighter because it usually moves with inflation. Hey, the cost of running a property goes up, and the cost of rent, meaning you wanting to live at my property, typically goes up. So you can actually use apartment investments as an inflation fighter. Okay, and you look at another thing too, okay? And some people say, well, why invest in apartments over other types of commercial real estate? Now, yes, I know, apartments are kind of lumped in with residential, and they're also kind of lumped in with commercial because it is a investment-producing property, okay? And it's usually five units or larger, so it kind of falls under the guise of apartments like retail, office, warehouse, and that type of thing, right? But here's the thing. When you go to rent out a unit on an apartment, you typically rent it out either A, on a month-to-month basis, B, on a short-term lease, maybe a three-month lease, six-month lease, or C, a one-year lease, right? Now, what happens is you are locked in for that rent during that period. So when you sign that contract, when you sign a lease, you're signing a contract with your tenant, meaning you're also your prospect or then your client. The point I'm making is that you're locked in at that rent. If that rent is $1,000 a month, it's going to be $1,000 each month until that lease expires. Then at that point, you have to decide if you want to renew and keep it the same. You want to renew and raise the rent. You want to reduce the rent. Hopefully you don't have to reduce the rent. But the point being is you're locked in for that period of time. Now, here's the thing that happens on commercial leases outside of apartments. Typically, they sign a lease for 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. And typically, during that period, the rent is fixed. And then there'll be what's called a bump in the rent. And it might be tied to something called CPI, Consumer Price Index. Or it could be just a flat 5% or whatever you pick it to be as a landlord, and they agree to it as your tenant. So the point being is you're only able to raise the rent periodically when those leases expire, every 3 years, every 5 years, every 7 years, every 10 years. In apartments, if you have a 50-unit apartment complex, you have these leases that could expire each and every day or every month or whatever the case may be because they're going to be staggered, meaning that they don't all expire at the same time. People move in, people move out, leases expire. But every time those short-term leases on apartments, which is 1 year or less typically, you have at that point the ability to bump the rent. You don't have the ability to bump the rent until the lease is due and becomes expired, on commercial properties. So some people like the ability to have that raise the rent on apartments and also to raise the NOI. And remember, in investment-producing properties, such as apartments, such as retail, when you raise the NOI, you raise the value. When you raise the value and sell the property, you put that money in your pocket. Or you could do a finance or refinance cash out and pull the money out based on the higher appraised value. Okay? In apartments, you have the ability to change that NOI, if you will, with more frequency as those leases expire. So you have to decide. You know, do you want something that has NOI that has the ability to move the NOI quicker, or do you want something that moves slower? There's no right or wrong here, but some people believe that investing apartments is better than other types of commercial properties for that reason, because they have the ability to change those rents. Now, think about it this way. You have a 50-unit apartment complex, right? And in that 50-unit apartment complex, let's just say that you're able to raise the rents $20. That's $240 more per year. $20 more, and if you were able to do that over 50 units, that's $1,000 more in rent. Times 12 months is $12,000 more. Now, you're going to have a vacancy and rent loss with that, of course. And what's going to happen with that is you need to be able to factor in that in. So let's just say on $12,000, you have a vacancy and rent loss of 10%. So 0.9, that means you're going to probably collect around $10,800 in my example. That is $10,800 more in your pocket as you raise those rents over a period of time as they expire, right? Divide that by a 0.10 cap rate, which is how we evaluate a property, you come up with $108,000 in value. So think about that. You're able to raise the rents simply $10 a month over 50 units over a period of time, take out your vacancy and rent loss, I said, of 10%, capitalize that by 10%, which is how we come up with the evaluation or the value of a property. That's $108,000 more in value simply by raising the rents $10. Now, I could do that over a one-year period as each of those leases expire if each one of those leases were signed, you know, separated and spaced out apart over the course of a year. But I might have to wait 3 years or 5 years or seven or 10 until those leases roll over, as they call it, on a commercial property such as retail, office, or warehouse. I'm not saying those people don't make money at it. Drive around town. You see people out there, and some of those people are making money. But the point I'm making is this is one of the reasons potentially to look at apartments as opposed to some other commercial properties. Also, you can't do this in single family. How do we raise the value of single family properties? We talked about this yesterday. It's based on the comparable sales in that neighborhood. If all the other sales are worth about $100,000, your house is probably worth about $100,000. If they're all worth about $120,000, your property's probably worth about $120,000. But it's based on the sales. It has nothing to do with the income or the rent. Whereas you can do that via the income approach with the formula I just said, raise the NOI, raise the value of the property. And folks, if you have any questions, we're talking today about why invest in apartment buildings. Phone lines are open at 713-785-1817. You can also send me an email. Very easy to do. Just go to investorstarterkit.com, click on the radio tab, and then click on the Ask David button and send me an email there as well. Or you can just send it to david@guardianequityacademy.com. david@guardianequityacademy.com. Okay, what else have we got going on? Yeah, a couple other things. I want to remind you again that we have our Real Estate Investor Main Event coming up on Wednesday, March 5th. It's free to attend, free apps, free drinks. We have networking. We have not only great networking, but we have our vendor exhibit hall, door prizes, free apps and drinks. What more do you want? We have two very special speakers, Trey Stone, as well as multifamily pro Steve Burgess, who wrote the book, The Complete Guide to Buying and Selling Apartment Buildings. Fantastic topic, fantastic speakers, free to attend. What more do you want? Go to realestatemainevent.com. That's realestatemainevent.com and grab yourself a seat for the Real Estate Investor Main Event. Folks, when we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit more about what's coming up for the one-day workshop on March 15th for multifamily. And we're going to talk more about why to invest in apartment buildings. I'm David Fanton. This is Guardian Equity Academy Radio Show. I'll be right back.
Cash flow, equity capture, principal pay down, appreciation, depreciation. These are five ways a real estate investment can potentially make you money. How many ways can your current investments make you money? One, maybe two? Hi, I'm David Fanton, real estate investor and radio show host for Guardian Equity Academy. Learn to invest in real estate today. Guardian Equity Academy provides classes, webinars, and events online and in person. Available 24/7 at your convenience. Go to investorstarterkit.com and I'll give you free access to the online quick start class, as well as three how-to videos and the vendor list. Learn to invest in real estate today. For free access, go to investorstarterkit.com or call 713-461-8580. I'm David Fanton and this is Guardian Equity Academy. This is the Market in a Minute Report. I'm David Fanton, brought to you by Guardian Equity Academy. Learn to invest in real estate. Visit investorstarterkit.com. Rents continue to rise, and so does occupancy. The last 2 years have shown 5 to 6% increase in rents annually, according to Bruce McClenney of Apartment Data Services. And in 2014, according to McClenney, the Bayou City should see population growth at an average annual rate of 125,000 more residents per year over the next 5 years. Job growth to continue at a pace of 75,000 net new jobs for the next 3 years, and rental growth as much as 5.5%. Does your investment plan include real estate and accommodating some of these people needing rentals? Learn to invest in real estate at Guardian Equity Academy. Go to investorstarterkit.com and get free access to the online quick start class, three how-to videos, and the vendor list. Go to investorstarterkit.com or call 713-461-8580. I'm David Fanton with Guardian Equity Academy, and this is the Market in a Minute Report.
For the Guardian Equity Academy Radio Show, your host, David Fanton.
And we're back. This segment is brought to you by Jack Frost Mechanical. Learn more about Jack Frost Mechanical. Visit them on our vendor list, but you can also see them on the web at jackfrostmechanical.com or call 281-256-8808. Visit Jack Frost Mechanical today. Folks, I want to remind you that, you know, at Guardian Equity Academy, we like to give back, and my family likes to give back. I'm heading down to Dominican Republic on vacation with my family, and I got quite a few bags of baseball equipment that I'm bringing through my foundation, Global Sports Foundation. It's a nonprofit. I am short a little bit on baseballs and fielding gloves. If you want to help out, all the information is at globalsportsfoundation.org, and you'll see a picture of a kid there from the Dominican Republic. If you look real closely at his glove, it's not a real glove made of leather. It's made of cardboard. These kids love to play so much that they do that. They take a piece of cardboard and decorate it to look like a fielding glove. It's amazing the passion that they have for the game in the Dominican Republic. If you want to help out, every dollar helps. I'll be more than happy to take any of those donated gloves. But more importantly, you can buy whatever you want and just donate right online. It's about $35 for a brand new glove, $35 for a dozen baseballs. Go to globalsportsfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get back to investing in apartment buildings. Again, I want to remind you, the multifamily one-day workshop is coming up on March 15th. This is a soup to nuts, womb to tomb. You're going to learn everything you want to know to go on and get started the day after the seminar. And it's a multifamily one-day workshop called Buying and Selling Apartment Complexes from Acquisition to Exit. It's going to be taught by two multifamily pros, Trey Stone, whose companies manage over 7,000 units. He's also president of Guardian Equity Academy and Guardian Equity Real Estate Group. Also one of our Guardian Ace coaches, Steve Burgess, the author of The Complete Guide to Buying and Selling Apartment Buildings. He's going to be on board to help teach this class as well. Saturday, March 15th, all the information. If you want to grab yourself a seat, you better hurry. We might run out. MultifamilyWorkshop.com. That's MultifamilyWorkshop.com or call 713-461-8580. Okay, so we're talking about the reasons to invest in apartment buildings. We got a lot of stuff here. We talked about forced appreciation and how you can go through NOI, raise the NOI, raise the value of the property. We talked about cash flow. We talked about inflation fighters using apartments. We talked about the ability to leverage. We talked about no day-to-day management if you do it correctly. I want to do revisit something here. Some people say, well, you know what, I can never, ever get a loan on an apartment complex. Well, here's the thing. Start with the size that you can. If you're comfortable with 5 or 10 or 20 units, you'd be surprised. It's a lot easier to get a loan than you think. Reason being is they look at the property and the property's ability to cover the debt. Not so much looking at you like they do with single-family property. They look at the property and its ability through its financials and profit or loss statements to cover the debt. So the property has to qualify for the loan. Now, yes, they want to see what your background is and what your credit score is and some of those other things, but getting a loan on an apartment complex may be easier than you think. You need to talk to one of those apartment mortgage brokers out there and get yourself pre-qualified so that you understand what size property you can buy, what down payment you need, and what the interest rates will be. There's a lot of good mortgage brokers out in town. My goodness, you can go to LMI Capital. You can also go to, there's a few others out there. I can't think of any right now, but if you ever want to know more, send me an email at david@guardianequityacademy.com. That's david@guardianequityacademy.com. So, folks, I hope you enjoyed our show today. We talk about all the different reasons why you should consider investing in apartment buildings. I know it's not the same as single family, but I want to show you a different side. And you know what? You can do it if you put your mind to it, get the education, and surround yourself with the right people to help you with that. I'm David Fenton. This has been the Guardian Equity Academy radio show. Check out multifamilyworkshop.com. Folks, I'll see you tomorrow. Make it a great day.
This program is provided for informational and educational purposes only, is not intended as an offer or solicitation for the purchase or sale of a financial instrument, a real estate investment, or securities of any kind, and should not be relied upon as an investment recommendation or advice. Guardian Equity Academy and its affiliate companies make no representations or warranties as to the accuracy, completeness, or timeliness of the information presented by any speaker and have taken no independent steps to verify the resume of the speaker or his or her information. The information is not intended to provide legal, tax, or accounting advice. Use of any information, materials, and opinions given or discussed is at the user's own risk. Users are encouraged to discuss the information with any legal, accounting, or other professional deemed necessary to understand the risks and uncertainties implicit in investing in real estate. Learn to invest in real estate. Visit GuardianEquityAcademy.com or call 713-461-8580.